Oh man, you can hear her getting the chair ready out there. You're anticipating a good show, are you?
No.
You're not? All right, let's wheel that chair in, baby. Let's get this thing going. Get ready for another gang of two. Come. That was weak.
It's the second time I've done it.
The problem is we had to do this over because our music wasn't working. This stuff right here.
We had a fail.
I don't know what was happening. I think it was a bad chord. Anywho, welcome to Gang of Two, a hilarious look at coupledom.
From a couple of dumbs.
By the way, if you want to see Sherry, besides that piece of shit way she got her roll chair in here, if you want to see Sherry do that, you can do so for our Gang of Two Patreon members. For the Patreon page, those of you who subscribe to the Patreon page, we appreciate you. We told you we would video it for you, and we did.
That's exciting. What's next? A picture of what's in our refrigerator?
You know what? Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea. What would they see in there right now?
Wine.
Yeah.
Wine. Some pot. Candy. Some pot.
Is there some in the fridge?
You keep it in the refrigerator.
Oh, the little peanut butter things. You go to the indica pot. God, they've been there forever.
Oh.
Those things have been. I bet they don't even work.
Well, you might as well
eat them.
Eat them.
You eat them.
You
All
do
right.
it. You do.
Anyway, welcome to the show, guys. We appreciate you being here. And if you, like I said, if you want to see that in our Patreon members, welcome. For $5 a month, if you're a Patreon member, we pray for you every night, which we do.
And you get to see what's in our refrigerator. No.
No,
yes,
you don't. You get
no.
to see her wheel the chair in.
Well,
you also,
and maybe.
You also, you know, you get mentioned on the air when you sign up, which
nice.
Is cool. And now we have a brand new category called the Jumped In Members. We'll
yes.
explain that coming up here a little later on today's show. Sherry is going to audition to be the Los Angeles Dodgers public address announcer.
Am I?
Yes, you are. We have a phone call that somebody called, asked a question kind of regarding what happened on the last show where I got all mushy and weird.
Yes.
We have an email to get to. Somebody wants some advice from
all
us.
Right.
We also... I'm going to play something that was an Instagram post that we did on our Gang of Two Instagram page that pretty much shows everybody the way we are at home. I think it sums us up in a quick 15, 20 seconds of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Then Sherry has been trying to start a brand new trend, hashtag fail.
Whatever.
But first, we got to catch up. We need our catch-up music here, Sherry.
That's probably not going to work.
Just stall for it. Let's see if it works.
Hello, my honey. Hello, my doll. Hello, my big doll.
There we go. All right. It's a cold day here in Seattle today.
It is.
We went out, walked around.
It's not raining, though.
No. We went and got ourselves a little breakfast today at a place we've never had breakfast. It was in a hotel.
It's Windy Air Force.
That's what we're going to be getting into. Nobody's picking up on that yet.
On the windy?
No, the Air Force. We're going to talk about that here in a little bit.
Well, the wind is what made it so cold.
Yeah, it's very, very windy today.
Really gusty.
Let me see what else we... Yeah, it hasn't been raining. We had some sun
yeah.
a little bit.
Yeah.
Which is going to rain today a little bit, but we missed out
done.
On that. You think so?
I think so.
It's still cold. Cold
yeah.
as fuck. It really is. It's very,
yeah.
very cold.
It is.
Last night, we went out to eat. Really good place to eat, by the way. Let's give them a nice little plug, a nice little review.
Some applause.
What's it called? Rock Creek?
Oh, yeah, Rock Creek. Yeah.
Rock Creek, which is basically a seafood place.
Yeah.
I don't think they even have anything besides seafood.
Yeah, I don't. I think they had one steak on there.
Oh, really?
And one other, like,
wonder how it
chicken
is.
Or something.
Well, we went over there last night. Phenomenal dinner.
Yeah, it was really good.
So, so good. I don't know why we don't go there more. It's not too far from our house. It's maybe less than a 10-minute drive.
Yeah.
So we,
in the summer, we could ride our bikes there.
True, true. And then we got home fairly early. We had an early reservation. We got home early, and we decided, well, there's this jazz club right by our house.
Yeah.
Let's see if David Sanborn was playing.
Yeah, Jazz Alley. Shout out to that.
It's maybe two blocks from the house, and then
three. We measured it.
We measured.
We decided it was three blocks.
Three blocks. Yeah. And we decided to walk over there last night. We went online after we got home.
Yeah.
Maybe about less than an hour before the show started.
Right.
Found two seats. Great seats.
They were good. I really liked them.
Yeah, really good seats. We went in there and watched David Sanborn, a legend.
A total legend,
night.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about I just love and watching people do what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
It really inspires me. I don't care if it's a comedian. I don't care if it's a musician. I don't care if it's a babysitter.
Yeah.
You know, I find inspiration with people that are passionate about what they're doing. And God, you know, you go to those jazz clubs. Those guys aren't raking in the dough.
You don't think so? Big name like that?
Well, he has, yeah. Just for other things, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think they're raking in all kinds of dough.
He
by
should.
By any means. Oh, yeah, he's great. But it was just really fun to see. And it reminded me, and it's been a crappy winter, weather-wise.
Yeah.
I've been down in the dumps, as you guys know, for the last show or so. But it reminded me last night of why I like it here.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
And, yeah.
Everything's so, I mean, this location we live in is just primo.
Yeah, it really is. And yeah. That was, you know, how lucky are you that you go from, I don't know, just dinner to a show like that, right?
Yeah.
And then just, so
by the way,
like
oh,
that.
Well, we did drive to dinner, but we didn't have to.
No, we didn't have to. So anyway, we've been doing that. I got to go to Vegas this week. I apologize for how messy the studio is. I'm doing a little packing.
Yes.
It's very messy in here.
Yes.
I don't know what to do. I'm going to a radio convention. What are you going to do when I'm in Vegas?
Clean. We have our wine dinner on Saturday, so I'm going to be cleaning.
Right.
And cooking like a good woman should.
Look at her. You should have seen the eye roll. I'm surprised you didn't hear it. So, yes, I've got to go to a radio convention, which we haven't been to one of those in a long time. But I normally don't like radio people.
Yeah.
They're a really odd bunch to be around. And here I have been in the industry forever. And for as long as I've been in the industry, I probably know nothing about it compared to how these people are. I just like doing a show. I just like having fun, being creative. All the other stuff, let them worry about ratings. Let them worry about stuff. If I can't get ratings, I can't get ratings.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it.
That's the way it should be, because that's all you should be worried about. But for people outside the industry, and I don't know, it's probably like a lot of other things, but there are radio geeks out there, people. If you don't know this, they geek out on radio. There are some people that really like radio.
No, they really, really do.
Yeah.
It's strange.
Yeah.
I don't understand it, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
radio's great.
Do you understand people that geek out over comics?
No, no. I mean, I love
Comic-Con,
I love radio. I love the industry. It's made us, a livelihood. You
yes,
know?
Yeah,
I,
exactly.
I'm not knocking it.
No,
it's
I know.
Just the people there. It's just, oh my God.
Radio's not your whole life, though.
No.
You have other interests outside it.
I thought I did. I used to say that and proudly say that my job doesn't define who I am. But you know what? I think it does.
Really?
After hearing, after me bitching last week on the show and all that, I really truly believe that it does. It does define who I am. I am happiest when things are going well. I'm happiest when I get to be creative. I'm happiest when...
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
It's really strange.
There's nothing wrong with that at all.
All right. Well, speaking of that, I think there'd be a good time to play this call. Got a nice call. If you haven't listened last week, a quick synopsis of the show last week. I'm pretty much down in the dumps, just kind of wondering what was going on, questioning a lot of different things.
Yeah.
And, I'm kind of coming out of it. I've found a few things that is helping me. So it's kind of good.
Should play the cue Gloria Estefan right now.
Get on your feet.
No, no, no. What? Coming into... Is that her song?
Yeah.
Coming into the light.
Coming out of the dark. Yeah, that's a good song.
That's her song. That's her song, right?
I used to listen to that song. So I must be a fucked up person.
No.
Now that I think about it.
Why?
Because I used to listen to that song and then that other song from Wilson Phillips.
Oh.
That stupid song from Wilson Phillips. And we had, I don't know. Anyway, I just love those inspirational songs. They picked me up out of the doldrums.
That's
but
nice.
Anyway, I got a really nice call from a guy here, and I want to play it. He gives his phone number there, so I'm going to have to turn that down. But here we go. Let's take a listen to this.
Hey, Terry. Hey, Sherry. Terry, I just got done listening to your last podcast. My name is Robert. I live over here in South Georgia, the North Florida area, right around Tallahassee. honestly, man, it just kind of sounds like you're a little bit bored. You've accomplished a lot, and you're looking for something else to challenge it. Said you don't really have anybody to talk to or anything like that, but I tell you what, you don't know me, I don't know you. Sometimes an outside set of ears helps.
True.
You can call me anytime you want. 229.
Left his phone number, which is very kind.
That's
I really do appreciate that.
That is very kind. I don't know if I would ever offer that to anyone, even.
Well, you don't have anything to offer.
Like,
you know, you don't. You're not the most uplifting person.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, I mean,
if you want somebody to bring you down,
you are the woman. You want to get brought down into the hell, the depths of hell.
Yeah,
this is my girl right here. This is unfortunate. I laugh because I don't want to cry.
That's very dramatic, okay?
Okay. Then we may as well. Let's see it. Okay, here, let's play this right now. Let's get this out of the way. You know, as we joke with each other here on the show, we have a good time. There's no doubt about it. We have a blast.
Yes.
The other day I was chasing Sherry down the hall. She hates this song, and I like this song. So I sang it, and I chased her down the hall, and she was walking into the bathroom, and I happened to be on Instagram, and this is what we had here. Let's play it. Here we go. Come on. A little bit of audio would be nice. A little bit of audio.
Why just don't you meet me in the middle?
Why don't you shut the fuck up?
In the middle.
Shut up. Shut up.
In the middle.
Shut the fuck up. Shut up.
That's me being tormented one of the worst songs on the planet.
The video is of her feet walking away from me the whole way, just walking away from me. And I'm chasing her down the hall, singing the song that she absolutely hates.
Oh, God.
That sums up a day in our life right
true.
There in about 15 seconds.
That is true.
It truly does. All right. So what do you want to do? You want to go to an email here, people that want a little bit of advice?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, let's do that right now. Got it right here in front of us.
Rolling it up. There
it is.
Go.
It's official.
Sound.
I had to make make it bigger.
Yeah.
Like, hey.
Hey.
Waiting for a dick joke. Hey. Let's go.
You did it. You just did it.
I didn't do it.
You didn't do it. You did it. That's what she said.
There you go. All right. It says, hello to my two favorite dumbs.
Oh.
First off, I love this podcast.
Nice.
I look forward to it every Monday. As it gets my week off to a good start. I usually listen to it again sometime during the week, just in case I missed one of Sherry's jokes.
Yeah, because they're rolling. They're very quick.
I have to say, you say some stuff under your breath that somebody will tell me. That thing when Sherry said the name, I go, what did she say?
Well, you're busy.
Every
producing.
Once in a while, I'll go back and listen to what you say. And, you know, you're not so bad.
I give it 1 out of 100.
What do you mean?
Every 100, there's
a good one.
There's
a good
zinger. One in there.
It says, I have a question for you. My husband and I seem to have hit a little roadblock. We've been married 6 years, and it's getting a little stale. We've actually talked about it. In fact, we talk more because your show inspires us to do so.
Oh.
That's kind of neat.
Is it?
I think so. If we're making people talk more.
Yeah, talks.
And spend some
good.
More time together, I think it's great.
I don't want to hear another.
I just think we're having fun.
I just don't want to hear another one that they broke up because
of us?
Yeah.
Oh, no, don't worry about it.
I don't want that.
Yeah.
I don't want anything to do with that.
Do you have any tips on how to get out of our rut? Hopefully, temporarily, it's just a funk. Oh. Alicia in West Hollywood.
No kidding. West Hollywood.
Yeah, West.
Holy
you
crap.
Know what, Alicia in West Hollywood? If you're in West Hollywood, your husband may not like
He's
you.
He's probably gay.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, that's a joke. And
it
Alicia,
is a joke.
If you live there, you know exactly what we're talking about.
There are a lot of gays in West Hollywood.
Yes, there are. But a way to get out of your funk after 6 years.
Hey, you know, and just we've had funkies. We've had the funkies.
Yeah, lots of times.
Yeah.
Lots of times. And we have done, I don't know, I think some pretty creative things to get out of it.
Have we?
Yeah. There's a time that we decided, and we still try to, but we were calling it a name for a while. We would try to take a 2-hour vacation once a week.
Yeah.
And what that meant was we would research something maybe in our town. We would walk to a new coffee shop, phones off.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
And we would take a 2-hour vacation once a week together.
Yeah. And what's helpful is that it maybe is something that neither of you have ever been to.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's new for the both of you.
Yeah, find something around.
And maybe it's even out of either of your interest. Right?
Sure.
Like,
sure.
It's something brand new. So you're both experiencing it together.
I remember the first time we went to a museum, which I didn't want to go to, and I ended up liking it.
Sam,
we went there.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was the very first time.
There's a new museum here we need to go to, by the way.
Where is it? What is it?
It's reopened. It's the Asian Art Museum. It's by the Sam.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, that looks pretty. That looks pretty. But yeah, whether it's a coffee shop we haven't tried, maybe to, you know, I wouldn't even say it usually doesn't involve lunch. Could be a walk, could be, hey, there's a park. There's a
new park we haven't been to.
There's
Let's
a park
go.
That we'll go and walk through the park or something like that just to see what's going on.
Just to get the what?
Yeah, but it will be a 2-hour dedicated time, and we'll look at it as a 2-hour, usually midweek vacation. I know a lot of people don't have that time during their day.
So they could do it on a weekend.
Oh yeah, you could definitely do it on a weekend. And I think it'll help bring us a little closer together.
I think so.
You know, I think that worked a little bit.
I think I expecting two people to be on the same, level at all hours every day, all day is kind of unreasonable. I mean, individuals.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. I think so too. But I also think that there's not going to be any funks.
Right.
You got funks, man.
Yeah.
We got funks.
I got some funk.
You do.
Under my arm.
In your pants.
Both.
One's better than the other.
You get to decide which.
but yeah, I mean, to think that things are perfect all the time, that's setting an unrealistic goal.
Yeah.
That's the problem. You have to realize that people are their own individual people.
Right.
And they've got their own individual problems.
Yeah.
Even though we're a married couple, I may be worrying about a family member. I may not be feeling good, or I might, whatever, the stuff that you don't even know about.
Meanwhile, I'm thinking about our taxes.
Yeah, there's all that stuff that's going on. And I think if you just say, I don't feel good right now, it's not your fault.
Yeah.
And then believe that it's not your fault.
Yeah.
Then go ahead, because I'm the kind of guy, when you feel bad, I want to make you feel better right away.
Well, I'm the same way for you.
Yeah.
I may not convey that.
It's weird because I'll badger you. What's the matter? What's wrong?
And then you take it personally, think it's you.
And I've been a lot better at that. I've been a lot better. And consciously, I'll take a deep breath and I will just say she needs some space right now.
Yeah.
She's frustrated about work. She's frustrated about something.
Yeah.
A family issue, something like that. And just listen.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
So don't worry about the funk there, Alicia.
It's normal.
Yeah, it's totally normal.
Yeah.
You guys are going to be just fine, especially if you both decide that it's worth being with each other.
Yeah, if you still dig each other.
What's wrong with even having a meeting like that saying, hey, we're happy? I still believe, and this is something I pitched a long time ago, that you should have to renew your marriage license like you do your driver's license.
Yes, yes.
Every 2, 3, 4 years, something like that, where you just say, this would cut down on divorce.
Yeah.
This would cut down on divorce costs. You just have to renew a license.
Right, right. And if you meet together and you go, this isn't working.
Yeah. Plus, then, it's also something to hold over your head. Hey, we got 3 weeks. You better start
putting
out.
Contract's coming up.
Contract's coming out. You better start doing something nasty for me.
Better get your agent involved.
Yes, there will be, that will open up the whole thing for relationship agents.
I know.
Talk to my agent. You actually have to sit down and talk to each other by an assigned date to decide if you want to extend your marriage contract or not.
And maybe it's not every year. Maybe it's every other year.
Like I said, maybe 4 or 5 years, something like that, every 5 years.
Yeah, yeah.
You assess how it's going.
Right.
Do you still want to continue on with this?
Right.
And if you do, then maybe there's a checklist of things that you talk about. Hey, if we still want to do, here's one thing I'm going to need you to do, or here's a different way I want you to be. I want you to take care of yourself. Whatever.
Yeah.
Stop drinking. Whatever.
There would be a whole industry that would go away, though. Divorce attorneys.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But
I know. It's fine with me.
But you know what? I would think it would be great.
I know.
I think it'd be awesome. Save a lot of money, a lot of heartache.
Well, actually, they would still probably have a job, because if you decided you have all this property you bought together and then you decide somebody still has to, you still have to go to court. So I take that back. Never mind.
Yeah. But I think so. But I think it would be a nice, it's something I've always thrown out there.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, I haven't put a lot of thought into the logistics of it.
Yeah.
Now you just threw me a curveball. Now I'm wondering what's going on. To me, it just sounded easy.
Yeah.
It just, and you know me, I'm looking for the easy way out.
No.
Okay. So Sherry has been trying to start something here. She's been trying to do it. She just did it downstairs with the guy behind the desk at our condominium building, Alex.
Concierge.
I don't, you know, they're not concierges here. They're not. What does a concierge do? In your opinion, and what I think, what does America view a concierge?
I mean, if you looked it up in the dictionary, it's probably somebody that provides insight, maybe, or local knowledge.
Shall I look it up?
If you want.
Okay. You decide what it is. I'm going to look it up.
Here. I'm going to say it's somebody that provides, you know, information,
uh-huh.
usually local, mostly local information that is not...
Crap.
It's not letting you do it.
I went to concierge.com. I just wanted to see what what the definition of... I don't have it in front of me. Yeah, in my mind, a concierge is something that you use in a hotel.
Yeah.
Hey, could you help book a car for me or, you know, bring the cab around or...
Right.
Airfare, whatever.
You don't need them as much these days with all of the, you know, smartphones and such.
But our people some of them just wear me out.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I don't want to walk by there because they make me want to stay and talk to them forever.
Really what they do here is they take delivery of our packages.
Oh, they're good people.
Oh, yeah,
they're
great.
Great job. Yeah. And it gives you a little sense of, a false sense of security.
Yeah.
But it's there.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know what to... I guess a concierge is a concierge. They're good people. They're fun
doorman?
People.
They're more than door
people. No, they're more than that.
Yeah.
I like them.
Oh, yeah.
I like them. But anyway, bottom line is... I don't know why we got off of this.
I don't know.
Bottom line is that Sherry has been trying to start this thing, and you've probably heard it many times on this show already, because it is one of those. You know, it is one of these things that you truly are starting it. It sucks.
Well,
nobody's picking up on it. You hear it on this show. You do Air Force. You say,
do I do it?
I am tired of Air Force, and nobody knows what you're talking about.
Well, we all know that it's... I'm trying to keep things a little cleaner, okay? I don't know why.
You know, it's always I'm tired AF, which is obviously the acronym for as fuck.
Yes.
And then you got some Nike Air Force Ones, and you called them...
Start calling them as fucks.
Yeah, so you're really taking away from actually saying you're going to be cleaner. You actually took the Nike Air
Force... Well, for the shoes, yeah. Because that was funny to me.
Okay, but bottom line, she's been working so hard.
No, I don't even do it consciously, but maybe I will stop consciously.
I want you to stop.
I will do it then.
Nobody knows what you're talking about.
I know, but eventually they will.
To our condo today, we walked in and the guy behind the desk, we're, you know, making small talk with him.
Yeah.
And Sherry says, it's cold and windy Air Force out there. And he just, you know, kept going. Nobody knows what that is.
Well, let's see here. If I had heard that, at first, I'd be like, what does that mean? And then later, as I contemplated it, at some point, I would figure it out and go, oh, I get it.
No.
It's stupid.
It really is stupid, by the way. It's really dumb.
Thanks, Terry.
It's really dumb.
Well, at least I'm trying, man.
Yeah, the bottom line is stop trying. Please. It's really bad.
It's irritating you.
It's... Nobody gets it.
I get it. I get it.
If you have to explain something.
But it annoys you.
No.
It clearly does.
If you have to explain something all the time.
You don't like it.
Sherry, # fail. Not good. You come up with really
pound
fun
sign.
Things. Yeah.
Pound sign.
See, now you're working on the pound sign thing too. Man, you are so picky. You truly are very, very picky. All right. So we got ourselves something brand new on the show today. And I'm very excited about this. We got one of these on the Lex and Terry show.
Yes.
I found it online, and then Dee immediately bought one.
Yeah.
Immediately bought one and started using it on the show. It's this handheld karaoke microphone, and it'll play music out of it. It'll do all kinds of stuff.
It's lit up. It's got lights.
Uh-huh. So Sherry is going to now use the microphone part, not the singing part, the microphone part to audition to be the Los Angeles Dodgers public address announcer.
What?
Now, the Giants have a female public address announcer, you know, batting for the Dodgers, that type of thing.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So I would like to hear what you would do, because I hear there's an opening for the Dodgers. And
shut up.
I do. I can't lie to you at all, can I? Just go with the, let's go to those ads. You know, what's happening?
Why don't we just make up an imaginary team?
What's wrong with them? The Dodgers are imaginary. Let's, you know, these, you know, we talked about how we're going to do some improv classes and you just shut me down. So let's hear it.
What?
Okay. I like this. This sounds great.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see what you would sound like as your audition. Is your audition for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Hold on.
Stretch.
Podcast announcer. Go. I mean, whatever.
Podcast announcer.
Just do it. Go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
It's way reverby.
Yeah, that's like it's been a huge stadium.
Okay, go ahead.
Welcome to Dodger Stadium. Now batting, Terry James, number 14 on your scorecard. Little fun fact about Terry James. He was the bad boy for the Angels. That's all I got. That's it.
No, you got to have more than that. Okay, Terry got up and got a hit.
Terry got up and got a hit.
We got a new batter. Got a new batter coming up. Go ahead.
Okay. Now.
And this guy is from the Dominican.
The DR.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Now approaching the batter's mound.
The batter's mound. It's the pitcher's mound. It's the batter's box. Okay, go ahead.
Now batting for the Dodgers. Please welcome to the mound box. From the Dominican Republic, everybody, please welcome Jose Fernandez.
What number is he? What position does he play?
He's number 19, and he plays center field.
I don't think you're getting this job.
No.
What do you
Can
know
you
better?
Tell me what I could work on.
I'm thinking all of it. I'm thinking all of it, man. Oh, dear Lord. Okay, by the way.
Okay, we got our $30 out of that now.
I have to say that this toy that you have is going to annoy the hell out of me. You were singing yesterday some John Waite.
Yes.
You were doing that.
So John Waite or the Babies? It was John Waite.
It was John Waite. You were singing. What else were you singing? Foreigners? No, I don't remember.
I don't remember.
Just some bad stuff. And
Angels.
And I have to say, Angels. And I have to say that when you sing, you're serious.
Oh, you mean hell yeah.
It. You absolutely mean it.
Here's the thing. You can't just do it half-assed or, you know, why do it at all?
Why do it if it's not half-assed? Does that even make sense?
I don't want to do anything half-assed.
Okay, this is weird because I'm looking, because I email these music beds to me. We have a new $25 Patreon person. It just came in.
Just now?
Just now.
No kidding.
So let me take a look at that real quick and see if they've left me any instructions on what they do. I don't know what they're doing right now. Anyway, I'm going to have to
do it next week.
I'm going to have to do them starting next week. And it's a name. I can't even say their name. Are you ready for this? Their name is S-A-S-A-N.
Sasan?
And their last name, stay with me on this. AmirGholizadea.
I'm not even going to. I would have to see it to try and.
Wow.
I wonder what ethnicity that is.
I don't know.
That's cool.
Yes. Sazan Agamalajalamist.
That's cool.
And I would like to know what they want. But anyway, we'll definitely make sure that Sazan has all of their information. For what this is, by the way, they're jumped in members for $25 a month. It is the cheapest way to get any advertising anywhere.
Yeah, no kidding.
We will mention your business. It's not
in a positive light.
Yes, it's not an endorsement because
right.
I'm very picky about endorsements.
Yeah.
I'm very, very picky about that.
Yeah.
It is a, we will mention your business, but I will say this. I'm hoping that our people that listen to this show will actually contact these people when they need somebody because we're all in the group here.
Yeah.
I don't think somebody's going to screw anybody over.
Right.
You know what I mean?
If you need a psychic, we know Cammy's your lady.
Exactly.
Is it Cammy? Cammy?
Yeah, we're going to get into that right now. Here we go. Thank you for listening today, by the way. We do want to thank our Patreon Jumped In members, starting off with Jeff and Angie Strumer.
Nice.
They've been there a long
time. Yeah, they're OGs.
They definitely are. Let me lower your microphone here. I had it turned up way too loud. I apologize for everybody there.
Sorry.
Anyway, that was for your microphone.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff and Angie, thank you for your support.
Yes.
We appreciate you. You're not promoting anything, but just being good, supportive people.
Nice.
We appreciate it. You already mentioned Cammy. Cammy is psychiccammy.com, K-A-M-I. I think we should get her on the show.
Oh, that's a great idea.
And maybe ask her some questions about this show in itself.
Yep.
Maybe she can get a reading on that.
I love it.
I'll reach out for her. Maybe next week we'll get her on.
I think that's a great idea.
That'd be good. And of course, J. Mark Surveying. They are licensed in Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. You can visit them at JMARK surveying.com.
We need to find out what kind of surveying that is.
They mentioned it to me, and it's exactly what we thought about.
Oh, like roads and...
All that type of stuff. They do all kinds of surveying.
Like civil engineering? Civil
if you
engineering?
Need somebody like that...
Is that civil engineering?
I don't know.
I believe it is.
If you need somebody like that and you're a listener to this show, go to these people. These are people that are all in the same club as you. It's like a nice group of people we're attracting here. So thank you to all you people today
being
for the Jumped In members. Cherry, let's do one more thing. Turn your microphone on. I want to hear one more thing.
Oh,
okay. I'm gonna challenge you for one more thing. You did baseball. Okay.
Yes.
I would like you to announce a play. Like a football,
like a Broadway play?
No, like a football play. Like if you're a play-by-play announcer, okay?
I know nothing about, that's going to be perfect.
Go ahead. If you're a play-by-play announcer, let's hear it.
For football?
For football. Not a public address announcer, but the play-by-play.
Okay, all right.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello?
There it is. Okay, I'm going to turn this up. Go ahead. The look on your face is great.
Go ahead. Lost.
Go ahead.
What teams are they?
Okay, let's say it's the Rams playing the Seahawks.
Okay.
And the Seahawks have the ball. Russell Wilson at quarterback.
Okay. What's his number?
You don't have to say his number. It's on TV. People can see their number.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
Russell Wilson tosses it to Richard Sherman. Sherman's running in the correct direction.
Don't.
Sherman. runs so fast. He makes it into the other end. And he scores some points.
Wow.
You're welcome.
Goosebumps, Sherry. Goosebumps. Richard Sherman plays defense. Anyway.
Oh.
All right, guys. Have a great week. We'll talk to you again on Monday for another Gang of Two.